Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I believe that I am the best person to do this job at this moment, for all Americans, regardless of race and gender.
The momentum Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris has been riding since stepping into the presidential race may be fading. A new CNN poll shows the first woman of color nominated by a major party has a challenge with men in a crucial state, down 15%, with likely male voters in Pennsylvania. The flip side of that gender divide shows former President Donald Trump is down 11% with likely female voters there. But Trump also faces questions within the Republican Party. Former South Carolina governor and fierce Trump primary opponent Nikki Haley was asked about his recent remarks mocking sexual assault allegations against him. The former UN ambassador said she endorsed her old boss for his policies, not his persona.
Do I agree with his style? Do I agree with his approach? Do I agree with his communications? No.
During the interview with CBS, Haley said both Trump and Harris have a record, and neither is perfect or ideal. Former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, have both said they plan to vote for Harris. Liz Cheney says she's still a conservative but won't vote for Trump because he's a threat to American democracy. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says it won't matter.
You look across the board, prominent Republicans are supporting President Trump. But ultimately, I think she's a non-factor.
Tomorrow night's debate could be crucial in the close contest. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Harris has a tough job. Make people feel comfortable with her vision for the country while fending off Trump's famously personal attacks.
She is a very focused and disciplined leader, but it will take almost superhuman focus and discipline to deal with Donald Trump in a debate. It's no ordinary proposition.
Press reports say former Senator Kelly Ayotte, now a Republican candidate for governor of New Hampshire, made millions through a private equity firm, profiting from the housing crisis. State Senator Rebecca Perkins Cuoca says Ayotte made money when equity firm Blackstone bought properties only to increase prices and force tenants out.
You know, we do see this corporate investment in single family homes affecting availability, not just of homes to buy, but also of homes to rent.
Polls show the housing crisis is the top concern among New Hampshire voters. Research from two California colleges finds voters in local races are still open to choosing a candidate from the opposite party if they agreed on an important regional issue. Sacramento State Associate Professor Danielle Martin co-authored the study.
Overall, voters do support candidates from their own party, even when an opposite party candidate was closer to their views. But we also found that about 40% defected from their party.
National Voter Registration Day is a week from Tuesday. Nonpartisan groups like the League of Women Voters say it's a reminder to make sure your registration is still good. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.